Hello guys, it's the Savages, and we're back for episode 11, and we got one more left, and then the season is completely over. We took quite a hiatus due to some personal issues we were dealing with, nothing too specific that we couldn't deal with, so we trusted in Jah the Almighty to help us with these certain uncertain times, but we're okay, everything is good. With that being said, before we get started, I'd just like to disclose that this content is not suitable for the children or youth or persons under the age of 17 without adult supervision. So if you could please go ahead and remove them from the room or turn it off and just listen to it at a more appropriate time, we would greatly appreciate it. Give you about a couple seconds. 2, 1. Okay, welcome back to Aisle 7 Podcast. My name is Savage. This is my beautiful wife,
Lady.
And we're at the Cove right now, our home base of operations. This is basically beach talk for the long walk. And, you know, it's episode 11. Anyways, moving forward. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, for the free distribution of our podcast. We don't take that lightly. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about self-progress. I can't get over it. I'm kind of emotionally captured, not only by our situation, but, you know, even what's going on in the world. I'm done talking about COVID-19 and coronavirus, but it's still affecting people as far as, you know, the sickness, the circumstances, but more importantly, the uncertain future of where people are going to be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we know if we believe in Jah the Almighty, everything is fine. I do want to say that, you know, with one episode left, it's kind of crazy to think we started this journey and we're nearing the end. But I just want to tell you, I love you and I appreciate everything you've done to help me or just help us really push this. Aisle 7, the podcast, is a thing now. Yeah. So is there anything you want to say before we get started?
Yeah, we came a long way and we're not going to stop here. We're going to keep pushing and meet me at the top. So,
okay. So, yeah, I guess that's technically your opening statement. For my opening statement, I'm just going to say, man, when you start something, try your best to finish it. Yes. It's not so much the start that's the important, even though it is important to start. But it's just as much important, if anything, to finish. It doesn't matter how strong you finish or if it's perfect or not, just as long as you finish. Yeah, and that's my opening statement. So, at this point in the segment, we would like to jump into prayer point. This is very important to us because we can't really function or do anything without prayer whenever we're lost in the world or if we're unsure or uncertain of things. It's definitely good to jump into prayer because it's a spiritual meditation. Mm-hmm. For us here on aisle 7, it's more about reminiscent of those who came before us and helped us get to this point. Also focusing on where we're at this point in time, but where we want to be in the future and how we want to change the world. Because we do want to help people.
Yes.
I believe that's our mission statement that we've been put on here in this earth to do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so prayer point. We're going to just ask for a couple of seconds of silence, and then we'll get started in our discussion, starting now. Okay. Well, we're back. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like I said earlier, we had to take a week off due to some personal issues, you know. And there's nothing like, you know, basically getting punched in the face. Metaphorically, we didn't really get punched in the face, but there's nothing like getting punched in the face to humble you at where you're at in life. And why I say that, or why I'm speaking on that, this is going to come from experiences. When hard times hit us, how do we react to it, right? If you haven't noticed the theme, the last episode, episode 10, we just threw the format, the structure, the organization out the window, and we're just going to flow at these last three episodes, which is now we got one left. But how do we react to when hard times hit us? I know personally, me and my wife in our relationship, individually, we take it pretty rough, but together, when we can really come together and agree on things, we get the job done. So, babe, you know, how do you react to when hard times hit you?
I mean, with now than before, I used to panic. I used to worry so much about how to go about even just anything that throw at my face or something that just attacked me. I would immediately just worry, I would just like panic, and I would just like, I won't even find any positive in it or see that everything that happens, there's a reason why it's happening. And so,
as far as speaking from a spiritual standpoint, yeah, or a believer, right?
Yeah, but at the time, I'm going back to the lack of understanding that I had was in this world, it wasn't promised that it was going to be easy. Yeah. We're always going to go through things that not only we learn from it, or are we going to continue to just give up, you know? And just like you said, like sometimes, like when we react to things, it can go off by how we react to it. So if there's like a bad situation that you're going through, and if you react to it negatively, you're not gonna get anything out of it. You're just gonna stuck in it, and then decided to go through something that, who knows, you'll go backwards, you know. But now, with the growth that I have, and the learning and experience and understanding that I have, I don't take it personal now. When anything comes my way, I react to it, because the minute I start talking down to myself, then it gets worse than what it is, you know? Because, you know, in life, you can't control anything. It happens regardless if you try to run away from it. It's going to happen. So now the way I see things is that if I just breathe, relax, and know that there's better days and there's a light down as you go through it, go through it.
Yeah.
Let it sink in, and then you'll see how you come out of it. It'll make you stronger than you ever before.
Yeah, I mean, that's as clear as it's going to get. I definitely would like to, before I even, you know, speak, I'd like to dedicate this episode to all the parents. Mm-hmm. My parents, my wife's parents, our parents. I'd like to dedicate this episode to our parents, because honestly, whether or not they did a good job or they did a bad job, mm-hmm, they were there, and we're here now. So without them being there, we would not be here.
Yeah.
So it's about what we do from this point on that really sets the standard for the next to come.
Yeah.
So yeah, this episode is dedicated to our parents. Now visually for our viewers, not so much our listeners, if you're watching this, you do notice a little bit difference in the cove right now, because technically our last cove, we were, let's just say we were unlawfully evicted, and we had to kind of evacuate and, you know, remove our things and start over again. One of the cool things about starting over is when hard times hit you, it gives you an opportunity to not only be creative, but how do you build back from zero? You know what I'm saying? I know for me, reggae music, like the genre of reggae music, made famous by artists such as Lucky Dubé, Bob Marley, The Wailers. You know, I can go on as far as Barris Hammond, Gregory Isaacs. Reggae music can ground me, right? Because reggae music is all about struggle and triumphant and, you know, spiritual meditation. I mean, like one aspect I'd like to speak on is like Bob Marley, right? Who was the father of really struggle music, which is reggae, and the core of it, one of his songs, Get Up, Stand Up. I mean, it's such a corny reference, cliche kind of saying or like a quote, but get up, stand up, you know, when you get up, you know, how do you get up? You know, are you standing up? Are you, you know, not so quick to your feet? Are you, you know, trying to rush back to where you started? You know, what I'm getting at is that when you get knocked down, you know, or if you get pushed down, or if you fall down, or, you know, fall period, how important is it for you to get up? And then the kind of pace and haste that you have behind it, when you do get up, what's the purpose of you standing up again? Because you just got knocked down the first time, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to relate this to is, you know, me and my wife recently just went through a situation. I don't want to get too much into it because I'm over it. I'm blessed to get over it. But we were knocked down, right? And our kids are seeing this all break down in front of them, play by play. There's no hiding it from them. They see it for what it is, and there's no beating around the bush. Our attitude, our demeanor, our whole, you know, perspective on the situation will dictate how our family will come out in the end. If we take it negatively, our children can be affected negatively. If we attack it at a point of anger, our kids could come out at a very, you know, tempered manner when they handle things like this situation. We want to make sure it never leads to panic. So me and my wife attacked this situation where we were unlawfully evicted the best way we could, and was fall on a better understanding. Not our understanding, because our understanding is, how are we going to get our money? How are we going to get our next meal? How are we going to get clothes on our back? How's the roof going to be provided over our head? That's humanly thinking, right? When you rely on human understanding, you can only use your senses, what you can feel, touch, smell, you know, see, things of this nature. But when you put it onto a spiritual understanding, a spiritual plane, the answers that come to you are crazy, right? Me and my wife only put our understanding on something spiritual. You know, I don't know what you believe in, and, you know, no offense, but we put our faith into Jah, and we came out on top of our situation. I can't explain that any better than that, but we almost doubted everything when we hit the ground, but we had to get up, and we're standing, man, and we're just moving now from this point on, and we're never going to let things like that hit us like that to where our kids see it and they get affected by it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and I'll just go back just to touch up, you know, not so much getting into it, but this isn't the first time it happened. This is actually the second time. And the reason why that just came to me was because we got another chance to see how we were going to handle it. So,
like a second time around.
Yeah, so my thing is, it's like my husband said, we're believers. We believe, and we believe that there's something higher than us, and it's God. And that's what we believe in. And the thing is, to get a second chance, the way I interpret that was, we were going to, was it, well, how are we going to handle it this second time around? Was it going to be the first time that it happened? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. It didn't end well the first time. So the second time, not only that it looked like we were getting shut down, the way I saw it, we already won.
The first time.
Yeah, the first time. Not saying it's between against that person. No, it was really just ourselves. At most of the time, that the things that you're dealing with is within your own self. How are you gonna react to it? How is your emotions gonna take it? Physically, mentally. And I have to be very honest, man, like, for the last 2 weeks, I don't even know how we're here. And that was because of just being together and just this whole podcast. And thank you for all the support and the love that you guys are giving out. But just talking and following up to what we're giving up, this is really the life that we live. And the experience that we go through help us with those days, because even the second time it happened, we're free. You know, we have our own space. We're able to just speak what we're really going through. And I thank God every day, man. It's such a blessing to go through those hard times, because it's how you come out after that.
I don't want to put it out there that me and my wife are holy, holy, or we're sanctified, or we're Christian. It's just that because we believe, we understand, we have an ability to read and decrypt or decode scripture and apply it to our life, right? Because we do read scriptures in the Bible, and we try our best to apply it to our life. We're not saying we got all the answers and we're 100% there, but we're saying we're applying as much as we can every day, because we want to live a better and a righteous life for our family. So, well, we're going to move to our first break. You guys go ahead and get some water. Drive slowly if you are driving.
And thank you for tuning in too, man.
I know we're quarantining right now, so if you're sitting at home listening, I hope you're just cleaning and you're focused, and you know everything is clear and cut in your mind. So go get some water, use the bathroom, and we'll take our first break. And here's one for the haters. All right. So, continuing the discussion, my wife was saying before we took our break was, you know, being sure with something higher rather than being sure with ourselves. Being human, I would say, we have our flaws. Mm-hmm. And when we make mistakes, sometimes we don't learn from them, and sometimes we do. Continuing from the subject where we left off on is when hard times hit us, how do we react, or how do we, you know, how do we take them on? Getting a little bit deeper into what the subject is. Now, I know it's hard to put this into context because it's like, why don't you guys just tell us what happened? But really, it's just a personal situation because it's not something to share. It's more or less the message we want to give that we got from it, right? So we faced unlawful eviction twice. First time around, it didn't end so well because I got abrupt and got, you know, a little ghetto and things ended on bad terms. Second time around, we go back and it's, you know, like, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. But it wasn't like a fool me twice, shame on me moment. It was more or less, we really went back with an open heart to trust these people. And at the end of the day, it just didn't work out. But our goal was to end on good terms. Because anytime you can leave a situation on good terms, it takes that weight off your heart, right? And you don't have to worry about it so much on your spirit. You feel dirty. So we left. And it's April now. April. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, as of this recording. But it's April now. And quarantine started back in March around the 14th to 13th. And, you know, we basically went homeless or houseless. I don't want to be insensitive to anybody who don't have a home, but we didn't have a house to settle into. So we went from hotel to hotel, and then we were pretty much out of a hotel for about a day or two until we got a call from one of the apartments we applied to. In a time of quarantine, where no one is working, we're all laid off, we got a call back and they told us we could take you guys in and, you know, don't worry about the qualifications, yada, 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 yada. Long story short, everything will be dealt with once this whole thing is over, but just fill everything out online. We did that. Application comes back and it's processed and we are actually applicable to, you know, get our new home. You know, it sucks when you're the man of the household or the head of the household and you don't know what to do to reassure your family everything's gonna be okay. And I don't want to get emotional because everything's good and I believe in what I believe and everything is okay because I believe. Where I failed and made many stupid decisions, I believed in God to double back and cover the marks that I missed, and I'm grateful for that because now we're here at this point where we're shooting episode 11 where I wasn't sure where we were going to be at a week ago, and we're okay now. And I can honestly say that I can look my kids in their face and say, hey, you got a home to sleep in, you got food to fill your bellies, you got a roof over your head, you can have clothes on your back, and daddy's going to go to work tomorrow because everything will be okay. But sometimes when you can't really tell the truth, you got to uphold that, right? Because God knows you have a good heart behind what you're trying to do, but when hard times hit you, how do you react? Well, I'd rather go out swinging than go out like a little punk on the floor getting stomped the fuck out. And at this point in time, man, it's really about removing things and people from our circle that weren't helpful to us. Not that this is a shot towards anybody, but I'm just saying reevaluation. Because that's one thing about getting knocked on the ground, getting up and standing up, is you got to reevaluate what happened when you fell. And then try your best to make sure it doesn't happen again. And the one thing me and my wife agreed on is we just don't ever want our children, our family, to feel like we don't got it. If that makes any sense. Like, if hard times hit, man, I don't know if mom and dad can deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch my brothers and sisters because my mom and dad can't handle the situations that we're dealt with. But we don't ever want that to be evident to our kids. That's why we trust in a higher understanding to help us through this time, you know, so.
What do you have to say? It's just like my husband is sounding like we're emotional about it. It's emotional in a way of happiness. And, you know, even though this hard times really did, there was like some uncertain moment that we had. And just doubting the process, you know? And the thing is, it's like I believe in in sticking out on, in a situation if it's not time to go. But this time around, I can tell you it was time to go, you know. Yeah. And the thing is the way everything ended, just like my husband said, it ended in a right turn for us.
On our side.
On our side. So it's the way we concluded the whole thing. You know what I mean? To go for the first time, didn't work out, then give it a second chance, and then went back just to come out saying, like, we did it, you know? And you know what? I pray for whatever on the other party that, you know, that they may be dealing with, that everything is okay. But the thing is, the reason why I'm touching up on it, we were houseless. And it wasn't to put it out to make people feel bad and try to be a victim. It was honestly the honest truth why we did not bother to let anyone know was really we wanted to see how we did it on our own.
We wanted to
go through it. And yeah, there were so many few friends here and there that know a little bit of what was going on, what was dealing with. But I didn't panic or even try to give out a vibe
your
of like I need your help,
great.
You know. And it's not a prideful thing, because even at that, God had us all this time.
Like I'm telling you, I don't mean to cut you off. I gotta highlight that because she's making it sound like it was nothing. No, it was. We get evicted, the cops come and all this and everything happened, and the next day my wife gets the U-Haul. We get everything onto the car within two hours, and we just book it to a storage.
Don't
put
even
everything,
know
drop it off, and for one whole week we were walking with Christ, man.
Yeah, and
on
and
Easter Sunday we got our home.
And to be very
risen,
honest,
right?
and to be very honest, the reason why we're so excited to share that is that, is man, only God can do that. It's funny because I've never ever dealt with anything like that, and the one thing that really still emotional to me is the look on my kid's face. Is just,
I had no idea,
having to tell them like we're gonna be okay, yeah. and it kind of bring me a little bit of the time I could imagine my parents going through it, or like the time that they might have gone through it or don't even know who to look for help. Honestly, if they've had the understanding that we had at their times, man, it can change lives, man, because it changed us. It reveals so many things to us.
It
like
reveals
a lot, you know, and not just
good and bad,
just not on our personal as a personal in our own
agenda,
but together as a whole and a family. And to really just have this space, man, it's a blessing. Because it literally took us from the last... you know, the funny story about it is that I went to church on Sunday to do a live streaming with my church. And then I had a conversation with one of the church members that I won't be able to do anything for the week for any live streaming that's going to come up. And I knew that we were gonna go through this, and the number one thing that I needed to be was to be with my family, because I knew that I needed to be there, you know. And it's not to like saying like, oh, this is important. Nah, my family was important at that time. So when it was just getting in nowhere at the situation that we were at, I knew then that I gotta get my family and go. It wasn't getting any better. It wasn't. You know, it was just not getting better. The situation wasn't, so I had to remove me and my husband and my family because it was just not getting anywhere. So when he said that we did all that, I sit back now that I'm in my own space and think back, I don't even know how we did it, you know, to just U-Haul all that stuff that we had, put it in the storage, and just the timing of everything, man. It's like I knew it's got to be a bigger thing than our own understanding, because we did all this in a short amount of time to say, you know, the last day that we finally got the call, we didn't know where we were going to be at. You know, money was getting low. And then that didn't, you know, doubt us, but it was like where we're going to be because of our kids' sake. You know, for me and my husband, it was just like, it could have been easier, but because we limit ourselves as human beings, we don't think about the opportunity that comes with it. So, it was a good thing for us to go through it. I'm glad we went through it because it taught us one thing, is you just gotta believe, you know? And so,
yeah. So moving from that, like, as far as our answer to that is, when hard times hit us, how do we react to it? Mm-hmm. Is that for me and my wife and our family, we pray and we believe and we trust and respect the fact that when it gets bigger than us, we gotta let go of it. Mm-hmm. And let that higher source, that God, the gods, whatever we pray in, whatever you pray in, let it be handled, because we understand that circumstances hit and we can't control everything, but what we can control, we should control. So yeah, I mean, at this point, my children are sleeping safe and sound. We got food in our refrigerator. We got Wi-Fi, fast Wi-Fi. Jesus Christ, we got fast Wi-Fi because due to the times. But we just hope this inspires, if you're going through any kind of unlawful eviction or hard times or unsure times, being uncertain, that if you have nothing to believe in, whether it not be yourself or those around you or, you know, inanimate objects, believe in something higher than you that's well established, because it's just too easy to fall into things that are bad for us. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say me and my wife's whole mindset has been shaken, and we understand now we got to stop thinking like this and think like this. Mm-hmm. For the long run, because we like things we used to look at before, we don't take for granted. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying we were well off before, but I'm saying the things we had that were small to us are now big to us. Mm-hmm. And it's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
We just want to say, you know, if we not only pray peace over you at this time, because it's hard to have peace, but maintain it, right? Because when we have it, it doesn't seem like it'll last long. Don't worry about that. Just hold on to what you have. Like I said earlier, some things that bring me peace are, you know, and ground me, reggae music, reading, drawing, conversating with people. I watch anime, for those of you that don't know, or just cartoons and stuff like that, of that nature, I'm into it.
Yeah.
And these things take my mind off of what I can't figure out, and it comes back later so I can figure out later.
Yeah, and just think about old memories of an old person that means so much to you, because that can get you out of just thinking negative, you know?
Yeah.
And just like my husband said, man, like, for us, the way I saw the whole experience that we went through, I'm not saying when we got it now, you know, we're still going, you know, we're still dealing with our own things, but just to really give out whoever is going through anything like that, man, just know that you gotta go through it. There's no running away from it, you know. Really go through it and know that the minute you come out of it, man, you'll be a different person.
I mean, I'm not trying to say we're the only ones going through it, because we know there are people out there who have it harder than us. But, you know, being laid off, being asked to pay your rent on time, mm-hmm. not knowing if you were going to even have money for the next week coming, and
the only just one being providing.
Told, yeah, just being told that, oh, well, if that's the case, you got to go. It can really shake some stuff up in your life. But if you believe, there's a way, man. There's a way.
You just have to really stay in it. You can't move out of it prematurely, because then you can even miss your blessings or whatever that might come with it.
I would rather go out swinging, fighting, than just standing there and getting all the shit thrown at me.
Yeah, and to really be where we're at. And I know this is part of it and things like that. Just stay in it and just believe in it.
Weather the storm.
And it's okay to have times where you're doubting, but just pray, man. Like, that's all
weather
I can
the
say.
Storm, because the sun still shines after it passes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is great to be filming episode 11.
It is.
I want us to commemorate all this when it's over, because 12th episode, one full season, it's over. It feels like it's been a journey, but
I mean, I even thought we weren't going to keep recording, too.
Yeah, like, we honestly thought this was it.
This was it, but hey, man, we're here finishing.
Somebody's still listening to us, apparently. But yeah, so here comes another break. You know, take your time. We're still going to be here. But when you come back, we'll continue. All right. Love you. Okay, here we go. So, continuing along with the discussion, so we were just recently speaking on when hard times hit, how do people react or how do we react? So, I'm satisfied with that. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So, moving on, we're just kind of flowing here. Mm-hmm. You know, me and my wife and you and whoever else, just having this conversation casually. But I did want to speak on, you know, kind of getting more personalized into this podcast game, right? I want to go back to, you know, being that it's episode 11, just kind of reminisce how this all started. My brothers down at Tough Blog Podcast, shout out to Monix and DJ. They started their podcast, and that was about last year in the summer. They launched it. They were doing test runs earlier in the year 2019, but then they really took off when in the summer with their equipment and everything. You know, I kind of got inspired because I figured I have all these thoughts and conversations I have with myself that I really like to talk about, and whoever would listen. But one person who always talks to me, regardless if they know what I'm talking about or they don't know what I'm talking about, I would say learns and evolves just as much as I do in our understanding is my wife. So I figured, man, why don't I just start a podcast and see where it goes? Because honestly, what's the worst that could happen? Nobody's going to listen. Nobody already doesn't listen to me anyways. And now we're here, episode 11. And for me, you know, my wife says it all the time. It's a therapy for her because she wasn't aware like something like this could be helpful. For me, what I've learned since this whole beginning, this time of going through the episodes and getting to this point is that when you reach somebody, or you touch somebody's life that is really affected by your curriculum or your content or what you believe in, it's satisfying in the sense that you change them for the better, positively, right? I know specifically the people that have reached out to us who you know, shout out to all you guys who gave us kind compliments and messages about, man, I didn't think of it this way, or I didn't see it that way, or thank you for enlightening us. And even those who, you know, we had a little debate, thank you for that too, because honestly, it just lets me and my wife know that we're not only alone about these conversations that we have, but that there are people out there in the world thinking of the same thing and would like to discuss it. How would you...
Yeah, and just engaging to the conversation, you know. Yeah. That right there is just that's all we need, you know. It doesn't have to be a positive feedback or, you know, all of it, we take it.
Good and bad.
Because, like he said, with the podcast, even myself, I was like, are you crazy? Like, we don't even have a good conversation behind the camera, you know. It's always like short conversation. But this had taught me to... For me personally, it taught me how to, like, understand my husband in ways that, you know, when we have our conversation as a couple, is different, you know. But now, because I keep saying it from the beginning, is a therapy. Like, I find it letting it out because now I'm actually focusing. I'm thinking. There's no kids running around. There's nobody bothering me. Now we're really talking. This is exactly how we talk, even without the camera now, because my understanding as far as just speaking is I'm thinking and I'm speaking. I'm not just speaking before thinking. So
that's good.
Yeah, so when it's touching lives out there and we have people hitting us up with it allows us to think like, man, this is pretty cool. Like when he had brought it up, like, let's do a podcast, I don't think I've seen a couple do podcasts like this, pushing like a positive, you know, message out or anything like that. It's always either a friend or a thing like that. So I figured, you know what, maybe this is something new. And when we got all these views from, and it's that's not why I'm doing it, but it just like lets me know like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool. Like I can share my experience with people who probably dealing with it worse than I do, you know. So
yeah, I mean, it's really pushed me personally to try things out of my comfort zone and things I never thought about looking into, right? So me and my wife, we recently had just got into this Ancestry.com thing, which is also, you know, that 23andMe and stuff. But we were interested in seeing about our DNA, because one of her friends that she plays rugby with, for your shout out to you and Jay Akko Fitness, yes. I'm plugging you in now,
trainer
to the homie Jay Rue. But she had, you know, hey, told my wife, you know, I did this ancestry DNA thing, and I found out some things about myself that I never knew about, but you know, I'm really shocked. But it pushed her to dive into her heritage or her heritages or cultures. But yeah, so my wife, she got the idea and was like, okay, cool. So we documented it. It's a 3-part series, which we'll be releasing on YouTube later on. But the long story short, me and my wife basically, you know, we ordered the package. We did the testing, sample, swab, saliva, everything, sent it into the lab. The lab contacted us a month after. And, you know, the results were so... And keep in mind, we were skeptical about it first. We didn't just believe it, but they explained everything well. And basically how it works is that in their database, how they test everything is what they have available in their database. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's still improving. It's not just, oh, this is what you are and that's it. You can't argue it. We sent our DNA in and they broke down the percentages and numbers of 25%, 80%, this percent. So they're still updating us on our profiles. But for me personally, I would have never got into something like that if my wife wasn't interested. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's pretty cool to see you expanding and growing.
Yeah,
I would have liked that too. Because there are things my wife's doing now that I'm like, man, you know, years ago, I would look at you and be like, hell no, I wouldn't believe you would do this. But now it's like, what else can we do? You know, we can't keep doing the same thing over and over every day. That's insanity. But to grow like that with the person that I love and trust, it's cool to see you grow up, man. You're growing up. You know what I'm saying? But no, that's cool. That's cool. What about you?
No, it's funny because I did not want to do it, but part of me was curious to do it.
My wife is Samoan. she's got a big percentage of Samoan.
Yeah.
And she's always giving her Samoan friends shit about it too. So
to all you that
don't know, say what's up to the Uso right here. To all my Usos and everybody out there, man, love all of y'all.
Nah, honestly, now that he wanna bring it up, I could not stand a lot of them. And they came to find out, man, it's a big percentage.
All jokes aside,
man, I love my Samoan people. I have nieces, nephews in their culture. All my good friends are all Samoans. Well, it's a joke that goes around. So when it does release, I don't want to see anybody, you know. Anyways, but like he said, man, we're shooting all this episode, but at the same time, we ourselves don't know that we're growing too. Like the things that we do, the things that I see my husband do, and I just want to say that I'm just blessed, you know, because like 10 years ago, I don't know if this would ever work if we did it then. I think it's part of growing and understanding and just learning to know that, you know, when you do speak and when you do talk to people, you want to make sure that you're speaking like on
good subject matter.
On good subject,
like, you know, because subjects you're speaking on.
Yeah, because the thing is, people. Nonsense. Yeah, because people out there interpret things completely different, and I myself do the same, you know. And that's exactly what we're doing now. Even the whole ancestry thing that we didn't do it just to find out what we were. We did it because of the curiosity that we had that there's ancestors, and I gave them all the honor and all that, because a lot of them pave our ways to where we at now. You know what I mean? And the thing is, like, even though that this test may say that there's some, you know, not true to it, but it makes no sense for them to connect the people that we're related to that I know for a fact that I'm related to. So it's part of our growing. It's part of wanting to know, and just those little things do, and we do appreciate that, because like a lot of the little ways that we do too for ourselves, it comes from our ancestors, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's what I got, man. And
yeah, I got a TikTok. So I downloaded that. I didn't even want to try this damn thing out at first, but one of my homeboys had got one, so I got one, and then, you know, I was messing around with it. And the shit is fun. I'm not even gonna lie. My kids are always like, let's try that, let's try this. You know, I don't try to expose my kids to that kind of stuff. But it's fun in the sense that everybody can join in.
Yeah.
So I got a TikTok. Also, I'm damn near 300 pounds. I weighed myself the other day. I didn't want to step on the scale because I've been letting myself go due to the whole situation with quarantining. I haven't been working out. So as soon as this is done, or when I find some more reason to get active again, you know, I'll shave those pounds. And plus, summer's around, so I always do well in the summertime. Pounds.
Well, not to mention that we are having a boy every time we do.
Oh, yes. My wife is pregnant, and, you know, due to this whole COVID-19 thing, we're trusting in God to get us through all the ignorance. You know, nobody's going to test my baby for COVID-19 and try There's to take no that away. Yeah, that's not going to happen. God bless you trying to do that. But
not so much of his weight. Every time I have a boy or carry a boy, he seemed to be the one gaining more than out of us two. So
we're waiting on my dad to give us a name for the child.
Oh my gosh. So far we've been, all over the place.
We nicknamed my son to be, yes, we're having a boy. We got two girls so far and one boy, so this next boy coming up. But we nicknamed my son to be Zulu until, you know, my dad comes up with the proper name. But Zulu, because one of my favorite tribes in Africa is the Zulu tribe. You know, made famous by Shaka Zulu himself, king of the Zulu tribe. So,
yeah, but with you know, going back, we're just so excited. We're just so grateful and blessed. Touching up on you know, just growing that we see within each other, man. Like, it's amazing. You know, if you stay true to something bigger than what we believe in, is, you know, I'm telling you, man, it's gonna make life easier. It's not gonna take away all the problems that you deal with or all the things that you go through in life. It's just really gonna allow you to be patient with the things that you go through. So
we're in April right now, and then, you know, the message or the theme for this year, 2020, everybody came in with was like clarity. Oh yeah, it's a year of clarity, 2020 vision. And I'm starting to think now otherwise, that 2020, the year 2020, wasn't actually meant for vision, right? Physically, looking through your eyes. It was like vision spiritually. Like, how can you see when your vision is taken from you? Because ain't nobody seeing this COVID-19 coming, people getting laid off, and not being able to provide for their family, where their next meal is coming, if they're going to have a home by next week and stuff like that. You know, when you take somebody's vision away, usually the other senses improve. Well, right now, I don't care about the other senses, man. My spiritual's got to be strong. You know what I'm saying? Because I do believe the mental, the physical, and the spiritual
all have to line up.
They have to align, mm-hmm, in order for you know, your life to balance. But I mean, right now, I can't honestly lie to you. I'm so at peace right now, and I don't care about how long it lasts, because I know I got to work in it. You know, to have faith and not work in it, man, you're walking around, you know, tooting your own horn.
Yeah, I think we're just so grateful at this. With this young at this age, but have so much understanding. I mean, we're still learning, but just the knowledge and the understanding that we have we can use those knowledge to really allow us to be patient with everything that's going on in this world right now. You know, getting people to fear of what's gonna happen tomorrow. Nah, just be grateful that you're alive and you're breathing. You know, so.
Yeah. Me and my wife have been quarantining since like 2011, because we know each other well. Like, quarantine to us is basically more time to spend with each other.
Yeah.
But all jokes aside, I hope you guys are okay, taking care of yourselves, being healthy. And if anybody you know is affected by COVID-19 or has been claimed by COVID-19, we pray peace and understanding over
and
you.
And healing over you.
And that
you
you'll
as
get
well.
Through it. And we support you. But we're going to take another break. Man, this is going along very well. Episode 11 is here.
11 is here, man.
So we'll get some water, get a snack, sit down, and we'll finish the last quarter. Here we go. Okay, we're back for the final period. And, man, like, I'm smiling right now. You can't see it if you're listening, and if you see it, it's not freaky or creepy. It's just I'm just highly excited and amped for what's coming next for me and my wife. You may be asking, why is he so ignorantly happy? I'm not ignorantly happy to the fact that there's a epidemic going on, right? Because it is going on, and people are taking it pretty serious. Not that we're, you know, we said what we said on episode 10, because that's what we believe, and we stand behind that still. But even with, you know, coronavirus still, you know, going on, I'm just happy and knowing that we have another day. Because before this thing came, I was thanking God for another day. It's going to be the same when this thing passes. I'm still going to be thanking God for another day. I just want to say, man, like, me and my daughter, we were talking, and she goes, Daddy, like, how old do you have to be to stop going to school? That was the premise of her question. She didn't ask it that way, but, and I told her, baby, you can keep going back to school whenever you want. You don't have to stop. You know, if you there's something else you want to learn, you go back and get a degree. And I had this crazy thought that had passed my mind, which was like, man, how cool would it be to go to school with my daughter? Not in the sense like to go and embarrass her, but like...
Like same grade?
Well...
I'm just kidding.
No, like, she was asking in the sense that, you know, because my wife, she a year ago, 2018, she was going to school for nursing. Abroad, this whole epidemic, I'm grateful that she's not a nurse, because we would have never seen her. All the hours all these nurses are pulling, man, we pray peace over you and hope there's not only just healing, but that you're mentally okay, because I could only imagine what these nurses are seeing and dealing with. It's not easy, and I don't pray that kind of, you know, exhaustion on anybody, but my wife could have been one of those people.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she's home, you know what I'm saying? Not to be insensitive, but my daughter's talking about school, and then, you know, it just brought up the subject. So anyways, getting back to it, me and my daughter are talking, and I was like, man, that'd be cool to go back to school with my daughter and learn something together, get grades together, study together,
yeah,
you know, pass class together, for something we have a passion behind. And I was like thinking, if we as parents could apply that same passion to our kids' education and curriculum and just their whole school education, it makes life easier on their part, right? It sucks that when we're so involved in work that we make work so primary. It's like, I'm tired. I can't go running with you. I can't go to the park with you. Or I can't look at that thing you wanted to show me. Or, you know, we can't go do the things you want to do because I'm so tired at work. And I'm sorry, my kids are talking in their sleep. That's my daughter. Anyways, but when we have this time at work and when we come home, we're so tired. Now that the time has been given to us, the question really remains is like, you know, how do I adjust now? I was so used to working all these damn hours that now that I'm home, I actually have to be a parent. And when I'm actually being a parent, how do I take it as being a parent for my child? Do I show interest? Do I try to gradually step back in? Or do I just jump all the way in and just say, hey, I'm your parent, I'm involved, and I love you, and I want to show you? I know personally, for me, I know a lot of people who are at home with their children now are kind of foreign to the fact that, how do I do this again, right? For me and my wife, my wife was the breadwinner before all our children are where they're at now. She stopped working when my son was born. She worked a little bit after he turned one. And then she completely stopped to be, not only stay at home with my children, but for me to be the breadwinner now. Not to take away that, you know, I was being lazy or anything. It's just due to some situations I was dealing with, I was kind of hindered. But anyways, get back to it. Now that I have this time home with my family, dude, the stuff I'm learning and discovering about each and every person in my family is beautiful. Like, I can't trade this for anything in the world. I mean, it's got to be God sent that I have this time to really learn my family the way I'm learning right now. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, to bring that up, I was like, man, that'd be cool if we could go to school together, which is a possibility. So I'm looking forward to that. How about you?
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you brought that up. When I was going to school, my daughter was in school.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've always thought that was cool. But at the same time, I used to have it in my... I mean, now that he put it that way, I don't feel that bad, but I used to think it was selfish of me to go back to school because now I'm trying to focus on myself and I'm lacking on my daughter, you know. And I'm not saying I'm disagreeing with what he's saying, because it's true. You can sit with your daughter or your kid or your son or whoever else, your kids, and have that bond. But at the same time, you gotta be careful at the same time, because you know, you had your time to go to school. Now having your kids, your focus and everything should be on your kids. And it's okay, you know, everybody have disagreement on that. I don't disagree with it. I'm just saying, at the time when I was going to school and my daughter was going to school, I was lacking of staying on top of her schooling, because it was so hectic with my schedule that all the homeworks that I had to rush hers so I can get a mine. You know, so and the thing is, was while I'm rushing her, I don't know if she got what I was trying to explain. Because I was just trying to rush it so I can get it back on mine. So those things, I have to say that can, you know, it's all about how you prioritize yourself, that we've talked about in some of our episodes back, is knowing what your priorities are, because now it's about your kids. I mean, yes, you too, but at the same time, their schooling now is more important than yours. You know, that's my only opinion, because I know myself at the time, I didn't give her my all. I just wanted to get it done so I can get back on mine. So, but it's okay. At the same time, if you could do it, then go right at it. But for me, I would wait until they're a little older to where they're able to concentrate on their own until I can go back to school. So.
Yeah, so basically, I'm going to wait for my daughter to go to college, and then I'm going to enroll at the same time and go to school with her.
Yeah.
So I can monitor her. even the other day, me and my son were just chilling in the living room, and he's just like, Dad, in the past, do people eat dinosaurs? And I'm like, what in the world?
The questions they be asking.
How did you form that question in your little four-year-old brain?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he's doing things like, you know, Dad, I mean, it's crazy to fathom that people, I'm not speaking personally, parents would miss out on that, right? That they would choose to miss out on that. I'm not pointing out anybody specifically, but for those who actually miss out on their children's life, you're missing out on cool stuff like that. And whether it's for you or if it's not for you or you're just not ready to be that, just know this. Kids do not lie. And because they do not lie, that should be a sign for you, miracles and wonders, if you're a believer, that God is telling you something. And I'll be honest, man, this time that I've been just having with my family, even with my wife, I'm also relearning my wife. You know, I unlearned some things just to pick up some new things as far as updates. My wife's like an iPhone. All these fucking updates out of nowhere, and I gotta fucking download all of them.
Besides me being pregnant,
Who got you pregnant?
I don't know. I think COVID-19.
No.
Yeah,
like, I mean, even right now, like, you know, me and my wife are active. We, you know, we work out, play sports and stuff like of this nature. Not talking big and highly, like, but, you know, we definitely, after this child, are considering slowing down in some things, you know, as far as like playing rugby or where our workout life is, and really trying to hone and balance everything, right? Because really balance is the key to keeping peace in our lives. A lot of things I'm worried about my wife, the same she has the worries about me. I worry about, you know, man, I don't want her to jump too fast or rush back into her activity after she's just had the baby, because my wife is the type of crazy ass person who will play a rugby game not knowing she's like 3 months pregnant, and that fucking scares me, because I'm like, whoa, shit, you need to relax before something happens. But also in the same sense that I'm the type of person who will play a rugby game the day before I know I have to go to work and I could possibly get hurt,
you know, just reckless.
Yeah. So, you know, these things, as we get older, we're starting to learn, we got to slow down, because it's about longevity for our family as far as me and her. And we're understanding that, you know, as much as our kids run around and we got to keep up with them, we also got to keep up with each other, because this is how it all started in our family, if it wasn't for me and her. Yeah. I love you. I don't tell you that enough, you before these damn kids.
Yeah. I think the cool thing about kids, too, is like when they would ask about the experience that we had as kids, you know? Yeah. So
we tell them everything.
I think with what we touched up on of what we went through this past week, it was the best vacation because it was just
that's a good spring way of looking
break.
At it.
It was just spring break for my daughter.
Yeah, it was.
And the story was, even though we were houseless, you were on vacation. Yeah,
that's good.
So the thing is cool things like that. It's turning the negative situation to a positive situation. Yeah. And the thing is, man, you know, like my husband said, like the parents out there, it's not to knock any parents or, you know, talk down to any parents that went through, because I don't know what situation that they go through.
Yeah.
But what I know is that nothing is, the situation that you might have went through, and I'm not ashamed to say this, is not bigger than your kids. My kids, I hold them so highly to my heart and so close to my heart that I cannot afford to miss that memory that they do, the little question that they ask, or, oh, mommy, so did you guys write with pencils and back home? Those questions, it makes me laugh. But I'm like, it's the way they think, the way they you know, see
we don't,
us.
We don't want to miss
and,
anything.
And we don't want to miss anything. And the thing is even us as parents, we still got to be aware of what we do too, because they do pick that up as well. So it's pretty cool. With the past couple days and now shooting episode 11, it's the best feeling, because to share with you all who gives back support, who, you know, hit us up with positive and just support, period, you know, it allows us to share those things with you guys, because I'm sure people are going through the same thing too, you know?
Yeah. So now I'm satisfied with that. How about you?
I am too, man.
Now this is a little off course, but often people are like, you know, the bully or the nerd, the bully or the nerd, or the nerd or the bully. I would rather my kid not be either one of the two. You know what I'm saying? Some people discipline or raise their kids differently, but you know, we raise our children to be aware, but more importantly, be influential in their decision making. Do what's right, you know, and speak up when things are done wrong. Raise your hand when there's a question.
Just be respectful.
Say please and thank you. Show a sign of respect, and then it's given back to you. But for our kids, we don't want them to be bullied, but we do. We understand it exists. And at the same time, we don't want them to get picked on.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we change that, or how do we create something of an atmosphere that they don't have to deal with that? Simple. We create awareness through our experience and how we explain things to them, that we went through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want them to deal with those things like how we dealt with. But at the same time, you can't avoid it. We get it. You can't avoid hard times.
Yeah.
And our kids are going to go through it just like we did.
Yeah.
But just as long as we speak to them, we talk, we communicate.
Yeah.
At least there's a ground plan mm-hmm. for them to build off of, if that makes any sense. So
yeah. And yeah, just hard times, man. It's the best time to go through.
Yeah.
At the moment, you don't think like that, but I'm telling you, when you come out of it, you're just so...
And my grateful. Kids are great dancers, man. I'm just going to say that right now. You know, mm-hmm. I would take credit, but my wife can dance too. So my kids are great dancers. So...
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. That's pretty much what we got.
So that's episode 11 into the books. We got 11 down, one left to go, and the season closes. But we just want to tell you guys, each and every one of you, that we thank you guys for being along with us in this journey. We pray peace and healing with you over this time of quarantine. And that not only will it pass, but just as long as we stay together and we believe, everything's going to be just all right.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah, just stay believing, man. Everything is going to be okay. I know this is all going crazy and all that, but just stand in your belief and pray, man. That's all I can say.
Well, I love
you
guys.
Thank you.
Stay safe. And from us to you, above all else, Jah bless. Yeet.